Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
And welcome to the 473rd episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host for this Christmassy, or I guess post-Christmas episode, Trainer Thatch, here today with my jolly co-host. We've got the one, the only, the escapee from SeaWorld, Shamu, or the Dr.
Hello.
Shamu.
Hello, I'm so jolly.
You're so jolly, ho ho ho. And welcome also to our other co-host today, the man with all of the knowledge, I don't even know why I'm here, R Sigma.
Ho ho ho.
Oh wow, now he's jolly.
Yeah. He took my jolly, give it back.
I want to preface that this show is being recorded on December 22nd. Because of the holiday, we have decided to take the weekend off, obviously, or I guess more accurately, Thatch has decided to take the weekend off. This is recorded early. If somebody was just like, Diamond and Pearl remakes on Christmas, sorry, we don't know about it. Thankfully, this is usually a slow week. But welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League. A nonsensical name I came up with when I was 16 and founded the podcast in 2007. We talk everything here about Pokemon, from the trading card game to the video game to everything in between. And I'm very excited. I've been playing a lot of video game, a lot of Pokemon actually recently. I've been training for VGC for Players Cup 3. I've been playing Little Cup because of the showdown. I've gotten my Little Cup legs back. I'm feeling really good. Little Cup hasn't changed at all. The quality of players in that tier are not very high, and including myself, I should say.
I was going to say, they might be high, you just never know when to find them online.
Yeah, that's true. There's five matches going on, maybe.
Did learn Applin does really well. Applin's good.
Oh my gosh.
A good mod.
Oh my gosh. Applin, come on.
Better than Cupchu.
Yeah.
Cupchu.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. That is a true statement. It is, in fact, better than Cubchu. I will say that it is better than Cubchu. Fruity Dog, looking at you, the guy who patrols that little cup ladder.
With a random team each time you find him.
He's like trying to make Trick Room work. It's really cute. And I see he's on that ladder a lot. I think when I checked, he had like 1,800 games played or something. Of little cup.
Oh my. Oh.
Yeah, right? Oh. I don't know if I ever played 1,800 games of Pokemon, period.
Yeah.
So man. He is more dedicated than I. He's more dedicated than I. But I don't know. What have you guys been up to? I guess it's been a hot minute, maybe. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think I've been doing much Pokemon-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Beast Ball Dex was a thing, which is pretty much done, actually. I'm missing a couple legends about it. Like, it's stuff that I could sit down and grind out if I really wanted to. I just haven't done it yet. Like, I need some Creamy Forms. I need some G-Maxes. Creamy Forms not that bad. I've got them all except for, like, one, like, flavor, which is the Rainbow Swirl. I just got
to... The ones that have to be done, like, in a certain hour each day.
Oof. Yeah. So it's just those, and then some G-Maxes and a couple legends. It's not that bad, actually. I think the worst thing is that I have to do Keldeo
again. Again? Why do you have to do it again?
Form.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that he has a random form. Nobody remembers that.
It's that, and I have to play through Shield again. Mm. And I haven't been able to do that yet, because I need Zamazenta.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's almost done. It's just that I've got a couple more treks to do, and I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad, though.
No. It's 900-something Pokemon out of, like, 1250. So, I can't really be upset. Mm. So.
This is a completely aside. I'm really considering doing an Explorers of Sky playthrough. Ooh. Like, I'm ready for it, I think. I think I'm finally
ready. I think
the
game's fun.
Don't give Osh false promises. Like, your false
I wanted, okay, so it's specifically been the game that I've been putting off for the longest. I think I said this on the show before, but I've been putting it off for the longest time because I think it would be a good one to make content for. Because it's regarded as one of the best Pokemon spin-off games. Like, one of the best. I'll say one of the best, and we put it in a group of, like, five.
With, like, Conquest and Pinball RS. And
exactly. I mean, Conquest is good. Conquest is very, very good.
I enjoy most of Conquest. Late game is... The late game is a lot of repeated quests, which aren't fun, but...
Yeah,
the main story is fun.
Maybe we can do a playthrough of Conquest, you know? At some point. I would be down to do something like that. I like doing the Pokemon battle streams because they're easy, but at the same time, we could do something where we stream our playthrough of Pokemon Explorers of Sky with Oshawott as co-host. We should make him do it as co-host. That's what we need to do.
Good luck peeling him away from...
Right? I had the exact same thought.
Right. I'm never going to be able to pull him away from Final Fantasy XIV long enough to get him to come and play Pokemon Explorers of Sky with me.
I mean, you might be able to. He's playing, like, Super Mario RPG right now, so.
I really want to do it. Like, I think it would be really fun, and it's genuinely a game that I have very little idea of what's going on in it. And when I played Pokemon Mystery Dungeon DX earlier this year, which, by the way, was a really cool surprise release, and I'm really happy that it happened because I had never actually played that game. And I really hope that they do something similar like that again.
I mean, they could, right? Like, maybe that's why we're getting an announcement within the month, because
You're still listening to Leaker, McLeaker Pants over there.
I mean, like, it came out the first week of March, right? So it's not...
What are they called? Centro Leaks or whatever it is?
Yeah, Pokemon Centro Leaks.
Yeah, Centro Leaks. I have my issues with them a little bit. I think they do get some things correct. However, I think that I'm wary of them because what gets me is a lot of the time when they're doing things and they're data mining at the same time somebody else is data mining, they try to make it a bigger deal than it already is.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, they tried to make it sound like they had cryptic information like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They said if you hate what they did with Super Mario, you might hate with what they're going to do with Pokemon.
To be fair, that was from another leaker that they were just spreading the news. It's like,
I don't know if they have good filtering on their sources.
Mm.
If that makes sense. Because they obviously have sources because they use that as a source, right? And then what they're referencing ends up being the Pokemon Sword and Shield pack with the DLC included. Which, by the way, doesn't even have the DLC on the cartridge.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
That's dumb.
No, it doesn't have the DLC on the cartridge.
It's just a code.
It just gives you download codes for the DLC.
I don't know why that had to wait, like, multiple weeks after the DLC finally finished.
Right? Like, it just comes out. It just comes with the code for the DLC.
Can you just release that when you announce the DLC?
I have no idea what is up with that. It makes me feel better that maybe there could be more DLC. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but...
No.
We might get, like, compatibility updates or something, I feel like that's the most we'll get.
That's as much as I expect.
I expect compatibility updates with whatever is next, because I expect whatever is next to still be Gen 8. Mm-hmm. That is what
I'm
at
with. Like, I wouldn't expect raids to be compatible. Actually, I think the only compatibility update would be, like, added Pokemon. Added in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think they'll be able to trade together.
I am a big fan of, like, the raid with friends mechanic, though, in that regard. Yeah. Like, I really like that, especially for the two-version world, being able to sit down and, like, I can play Shield and you can play Sword, and then you can invite me to a Sword-exclusive raid. I really like that as opposed to just trading all the time.
Yeah.
I think that was really cool with G-Max. That was one of the cooler things with G-Maxes before we had Soup.
I still think G-Maxes were poorly implemented, but...
Oh, they were awfully implemented, but that was, like, the only thing I cared about when raids came up. It's like, okay, so I have Apple, or Plapple, and you have Appleton. We need to catch both of these each.
It was okay. I think there were some missed opportunities, because I think what they should have done instead of... Like, you just sprinkle in some different Pokemon. Like, I would have preferred if we still would have gotten the DLCs we got, but the Pokemon that were in those DLC were sprinkled in raids.
Mm.
Right? We just got minor updates with new Pokemon, and so every month we got new raids where it's just like, oh, guys, Scyther's out this month. We have to go get Scyther.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think that would have been a cool way to handle it. Granted, I still think Isle of Armor and Crown Tundra are fantastic in their own right.
They are. I like
think,
their maps.
I think that would have been a way to keep building hype for the game all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have done that for me. But
more exclusive than the raids and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they still technically could in a way, but I just don't know if they will.
Yeah.
Plus, like, transferring kind of kills it,
it's not
going to
be anything new at this point. It's just going to be like, hey, these things that you couldn't catch before, maybe you can catch them now. And then, like, hey, they can be shiny. Like, the shiny raid I like.
The shiny raids are the most interesting thing now. Unfortunately, they only run for a weekend. Like, I feel like...
Mm-hmm. It's like a weekend. It's really rough at that point.
I still really like the Zeraora raid from when Isle of Armor came out. I thought that was the coolest event.
I enjoyed that.
The boss fight, yeah. Like, yeah. Those are good to have. Like, but I think they kind of replaced that with the adventures. And they might... Again, they might even give us some updates for adventures. Because, again, I still remember Silvally being part of that, if I remember right. Like, in the trailers.
Yeah, you know what? You are right. Well, they like counted them as a legendary in the thing.
It was weird because what they wanted to say was all legendaries are catchable in these games, right? And so Valai is technically a legendary, and technically you can get him, I suppose.
So a quick aside about that, like before we move on, but like I always thought that mythical was just like a subset of legendary, but apparently I'm wrong.
I don't think it matters. Like,
it does a little bit because a lot of them are still missing. Suspiciously very specific ones.
I mean, most of the ones missing are ones with multiple forms, right?
It's the ones with multiple forms and then Gen 4.
I mean, Shaman has multiple forms. So
Shaman has multiple forms. I don't count Arceus's forms as forms.
I don't count Arceus's forms either, but we'll see what they do with GS Cup this year. Probably this coming year.
They had that one Battle Spot singles meta where it was just do whatever you want. Or you could bring a mythical.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was cool.
You could bring a mythical or legendary. And they did the same thing with doubles like 2 months before where you got one mythical or legendary. And I feel like that's probably where they're going to go with GS Cup right this time.
I hope so.
I think it made the meta more fun. Mm-hmm. And I also think that if you want to keep the same ban list for singles and doubles, I think two legendaries and doubles is a mess. So you have to keep it to one. And allowing mythicals, I think, is okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the battle ready mark, I think, sure.
Yes, the battle ready mark fixes so many things.
It does.
It's like, you don't have to worry about getting a Bolt Strike Victini, because, Victini's not going to be good in the format, but two,
that's true.
Like, you don't get one. Like, that's just how it is.
Well, on that note, let's stop here before we make an entire show in the intro. And let's kick it on over to the news. Let's cue that epic music.
Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in.
And welcome to the news. And because this, again, is December 22nd and not December 26th like we would normally record, there hasn't been that much going on. Even then, I don't expect much more than what we already have to be updated, because the week of Christmas, they're usually pretty slow.
They wouldn't announce anything on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, right?
No. The last time they did anything big on those holidays was Pokemon Bank, and that was a disaster.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Remember that?
Oh, that was not a fun time.
I was so upset. It was so frustrating. So for those of you who aren't aware, in 2013, Pokemon Bank was supposed to come out December 24th in Japan and then December 27th in the US. And Pokemon Bank was a very poorly coded piece of software, and it actually logged you into the Nintendo network, I believe, if I recall, 3 times. On top of that, Christmas of 2013 was the year that every gaming company realized their servers weren't large enough. And what happened was Pokemon Bank was released on Christmas Eve of 2013 in Japan, and it immediately crashed all of Nintendo's servers. They was logging in 3 times. And so they removed it from the eShop, the Japanese eShop, and they removed it from everywhere else. And they said, oh, it'll come soon. It didn't end up coming until February. They never actually gave us a date. They just shadow dropped it.
It's like, we don't want people waiting.
It spawned that It's Been 3,000 Years meme, if you've ever seen it. It was hilarious. It was also a horribly long month. What was even worse was if you downloaded it in Japan before they took it off the eShop, you still had it, and it still worked. So you could do transfers if you were Japanese, like, before that. But yeah, it was, oh man, that was the last time they did anything on Christmas. To be fair, Xbox, Microsoft, and Sony both had issues as well, where their servers also crashed because too many people got new consoles.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the console outages. Yeah.
Yeah, that entire winter.
I think there were, like, hacks, too, and stuff. That's what happened.
Yeah, I thought there were DDoS attacks on them, too.
Yeah, essentially, like, if you were a student on Christmas break, you didn't get to play online games.
Yeah.
It was like, 2 weeks of just servers being down. They were doing rolling blackouts for Nintendo.
Yeah. Not that it mattered too much, because... Well, it mattered for Pokemon, and that's about it, because Pokemon...
Yes.
Or Nintendo's online presence at that point was zero.
Yes, very true.
Very like, true. I don't even think Smash Ultimate was out at that point, so...
I don't remember.
Oh, no.
No, that was 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2013 was a big year, though, because it had, like, Mario and Zelda come out on the same day, which is why Pokemon...
Yeah.
Which is probably part of the reason why Pokemon released in October instead of November.
Yes, 100%.
Because that November Friday was, like, Mario and Zelda.
To be fair, Pokemon never really was a, like, a Christmas launch title until...
Until it went worldwide.
Auras.
Yeah.
Until Auras,
yeah.
But, okay, let's actually get to the news. So, there's some Pokemon Masters news because there's no other news, yeah. And we've given this to Shamu.
Oh, always. So, N has been added. Well, will be added on... But, well, by the time you're listening to this, N will be in the game.
Yeah, it's added at this point.
With Zekrom. And, again, N is tall. N is tall! And then we've got a New Year's unit with Lance and Gyarados and Lillian Rabambi. It's hard. The Lance unit is exactly the same, except a little better. But yeah, so Lance and Dragonite and Lillian Rabambi both in, like, kimono, stuff like that, you know. Japanese New Year's attire. Then in January, we'll get Mei and Mudkip finally finishing off that trio. And then we'll get Mallow and Serena, who we've known, like, they showed her in the actual game at one point. We just never got her.
She was in the holiday event last year.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're showing us this. Why have you not given us this yet? But again, I'd probably rather them not have given it to us, because she's not that good. But the latest update, too, will have also raised the level cap by 5 again, and the Silver Legendary event with Ho-Oh should be rerunning soonish. That's the next one we're getting, so, and then you can get him all leveled up again. That's about it for Masters.
Pokemon Sword and Shield updated this week to 1.3.1. As of recording, all we know is that it fixed some bugs. And that's
in
it.
Gen 4 Remake.
You do have to update it, though. It's really weird. Like, if you want to play online, they're forcing you to do it. It must have something to do with
battles.
Like,
the second it came out, it's like, you need to update.
I wonder if it has to do something with maybe a Christmas drop. Maybe there's going to be an event raid, or, like, they might be doing something big with that.
Sawsbuck is in the code now, all of a sudden. It's not happening, but I can dream.
I'd be okay with that. I need it in a Beast Ball. I'm okay with that.
That would be so cool.
Isn't that such a good idea, right? To be fair, there's only one Sawsbuck that matters, and it's the winter one. Okay. That's the only one.
I mean, summer's okay with the giant bush.
I like all of them fairly well, but it's the fact that I need Sawsbuck for Beast Ball deck, and plus
you haven't been able to catch one since Gen 6, have you?
Nope. Same thing with a bunch of others, like Skiddo and Go-Go. Like,
oh yeah.
Can't catch them.
Glam Meow.
That's another one.
Oh, right. Tell us more. Tell us more about TCG Sigma.
All right. TPCI recently sent out a survey asking people their thoughts on, say, the current formats. Like, should there be more bannings because ADP is everywhere? Things like that. They also asked about Expanded, though I'm not sure how much you'd get out of Expanded because they only just banned, like, Shaymin, which should have been banned months ago.
Yeah, it should have been banned years ago. Let's be complete. Like, in Standard, it should have been banned. I don't care what anybody says.
The second Crobat came out, they should have banned Shaymin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Because they eventually just made a fixed version of Shaymin. And then they just never banned Shaymin.
Just draw through your whole deck.
Yeah.
The biggest issue was that Shaymin worked with the net. And they let that exist for like 6 months before they did anything with it. And that was all. But anyways, they also asked about what kind of new products and formats you'd be interested in, including like Booster Draft and Cube Draft. Singleton decks, which is a popular, like Magic's most popular.
Highlander, right, essentially.
Singleton.
You have one copy.
What does that mean?
You only get one copy of each card in your deck outside of Basics.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, that's the most popular format in
Magic
the Gathering right now.
So, for example, like, I remember right too with Pokemon, I don't know if it's Species, but I think you can only have like one copy of each type. So, for example, if there's like Basic Rillaboom, they're the one that attaches two energy, and then there's one that just does damage. You could have one of each. You can have two of one and two of another, but you could have like one of each.
Okay.
That could be an interesting format if they figure out how to work it.
They'd either do it that way or they do it by name, which I don't think they would do, because I think that would be a bit too hard.
Yeah, it's the most popular Magic format, so it's obvious.
Essentially, Commander. Yeah,
it's Commander. Like that. That's why they're looking into that, because it's the most popular Magic format. So maybe it could work in Pokemon. I don't know how it would. And there was also an Evolution format, which meant that you couldn't use any V cards, GX cards.
That
DX
I like.
Cards.
I like that a lot.
Yeah,
I want a slower format that's not like VV Max, GG Max, you know, stuff like that. Like,
I'd be interested on how far back you'd go for legality. Like, yeah. I think you go beyond standard. I don't know how far back you go.
But it's like this card, like, I like, but they're just not good enough because you've got like Dragapult V. That's what I mean. It's stuff like that. Like this fun card that are good and like in a vacuum, the card's fairly fine and it can work. But when you compare it with like, hey, here's this basic with 400 HP.
Yeah.
You're not going to ever touch the interesting cards that are actually like solid. It's just, oh, here's this big meat wall.
I think that Vs and EXs and stuff like that were always too much because that's what the meta's always focused around.
Early EXs were kind of meh, but.
Yeah, they were really like meh, but they were okay for what they were trying to do. I think they're trying to make them like excel in one area.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all it should be.
That's when the numbers weren't insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've had huge power creep.
For it to be really meta, you got to be doing like ranges of like 200 two-hit KOs or one-hit KOs, which means you're doing like over 200-ish or you're doing like 300. The number is power creep.
I'd be interested in that kind of meta. And also, they were asking about certain products like all foil decks and packs or expanded reprint sets, which
that's what they need to do. They need to do that so more people can play expanded.
Yeah,
because some of those sets are from 2011.
Either reprint A specs or like ban Black and White.
Yeah, they either need to ban Black and White or they need to
reprint X and Y and Black and White. Like,
yes, they need to reprint them if they're going to keep them, because it's ridiculous that I need to get a 10-year-old card sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Just make a trainer kit for expanded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work too. That's an option. It's that's essentially a reprint set. Like,
I agree with that.
Just do that and like add some foil stuff into it. Like, I would love to see stuff like that, or even like give us some foil energy. Give us like a promo set that comes with like a set of foil energy, or like maybe with the ETBs. Throw in one of each energy as a foil or something instead of just this whole, well, you can do the energy pack too, but on top of it or something.
When I answered my survey, I said bring back the silhouette energy from our old Soul Silver.
Yes.
Like, or like, really, the cool artwork were nice too.
Make me interested in opening energy. Like, that's what I want.
That's why I like the reverse foils in the holiday sets, like Champion's Path. Pulling a foil energy is actually like worthwhile.
Yeah, just because you don't get those. Like, right now, I don't care about the energy I open. If the energy had like a silhouette of a Pokemon that they chose for like a year, or just the set, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, maybe that'll be the topic that Basket goes with for next TCG cast.
I hope so.
I think it would also be interesting to get like two cards that are meant for expanded play.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a card. Just start making new stuff for expanded instead of relying on old stuff to form expanded.
Like, I feel like the Ultra Necrozma we got about a year ago now was pretty expanded. The one that couldn't attack unless you had your opponent had like two prizes or something. But
oh yeah, yeah, like the 200.
All the things that got rid of abilities were in expanded, so who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a way they kind of do still too. It's just like it just doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
They never market it for expanded, which I would just
They're
gonna say it's for expanded, then just kind of like say, hey, look, here's some expanded cards too. You know, like Magic's kind of catering towards Commander now too, more so. It's like, hey,
oh yeah,
why Pokemon can like cater a bit more towards expanded.
Well, they also have like half their regionals are expanded, right? So
mm-hmm.
I think there should be more focus on expanded players than there is in the current products.
Right now, it feels like so much of Pokemon's TCG is situated on collectors. I would like more ways to play.
More playing. Yeah. I agree with that.
I would like more playing, because is it good in standard? Is it good in expanded? Oh, okay. It's a trash card.
Yep. All right. So let's move on to Pokemon Go, the favorite part of the show. So if you're celebrating New Year's like everybody, there's a New Year's event. There's some new costumes for you to wear. Ooh. Costume Slowpoke and Slowbro are being added. Everybody wanted that.
Slowbro has 2020 glasses, though.
Old party-themed Pokemon will be returning in Eggs and Raids, but most important being the party hat Wurmple. Additionally, there will be multiple bonuses during this event. 2x hatch candy, 2x hatch Stardust, 50% hatch time. Yay.
And the community day for January will be Machop.
Yay.
January 16th, and it learns payback.
None of that's exciting. Wasn't Machop already a community day?
No. It was in one of the votes.
Oh, it was in one of the votes. Day. That's what it was.
Oh.
It didn't win. Hey, who cares? You can transfer it over to Sword and Shield and make it a shiny G-Max. And it looks kind of cool, I guess.
Sure.
I don't care about Machop. Machop shiny isn't even that great. Anyways, I'll close it out. January's raids were announced. Most of them are repeats. I guess Burn Drive Genesect is coming out the 5th to the 12th. That's kind of cool. And there's a special raid that they haven't actually told us what it is yet, starting the 26th.
It's probably Gen 6.
It could be a Kyurem fusion.
Oh, a Kyurem fusion would be cool.
Or it could be Galarian Slowbro.
Yeah.
Galarian Slowbro and Galarian Slowking. Could they add the costume Slowpoke and Slowbro?
There's options. There's options. We'll see.
There's definitely choices.
I'm sure it'll be interesting enough for it to make our Go News segment.
Yes. Reminder, Puckle Survey is still happening. Be sure to check that out while you can. I think we're going to try to do a stream sometime this week. Follow our social media and Discord to find out the exact time and date where we're going to sit down and go through some of the survey responses and respond to you guys. Yeah, you can find that in the show notes or on the Discord. If we hit 150, we'll also give away a Genesect on the 31st and the 1st.
We're still like halfway there, guys. Come on. Like... We need these surveys. I think people want Genesect.
We need these surveys.
Like, I thought people liked Genesect. That's why they're putting it in the January Pokemon Go raids. Like,
oh my gosh. Also, we did the showdown over the weekend like we talked about. We're hoping to do more of those. They go really well.
That was a blast. I stayed up way too late.
Yeah, it's going to be on YouTube as well. So you can also check that out on YouTube. With that, though, I am going to go ahead and say this is the end of the news. We're going to kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Oh, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The hosts can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
Thank you for that, Mark. We are here with the Poke Quiz with Sigma and Shamu, so if you guys are ready, we've got your first question from the community. This question is going to come to you from Sari on the Discord server. What Pokemon type was never released in the actual games? This type can be found in betas and coding through a glitch.
Is it bird type? Or
yeah, that's bird. Good old
or is it mystery, up. Mystery, mystery type?
Bird type is the correct answer, yes.
Okay.
I will take that.
I remember bird type.
Question mark type is all. It was in the game technically.
Technically, it was like on curse.
It was on curse, and that was
for like Gen 3, I think. And then I don't know if it was on Gen 4. It was like it went away.
It went away, I think, in Gen 5 or 6. I believe 6.
Okay.
Because I remember Arceus having a type of it. So
they had it in the code. Yeah.
Oh right.
Also, it had its own sprite, so like they went as far as giving it its own sprite.
Yeah, right. We don't want this game to crash. Don't crash.
Why'd you give it a sprite? Why not just like put it in a different sprite?
Like default to normal type? Like why?
I must be that they like had certain colors for each one, and they just colored it.
It might have been like a generated thing.
Oh yeah, it was probably a formula.
There's some formula. I'm almost certain. Let's find out. I'm going to find out what gen it became ghost type. It became a ghost type in Gen 5. That's what happened.
Yeah. Because there were 3 for sure. I don't think 4 had it as a ghost type. Then Gen 5 makes sense.
4 still had it as ? Until Gen 5.
Okay.
All right. So, let's move on. You guys are 1-for-1. So that's good. Your next question is going to be from the Unovian. This ability is the only ability whose English name begins with a J. What ability is it?
J?
Yeah. Only one Pokemon ability in English begins with the letter J.
Huh.
Yeah, so it means it's a unique one, essentially.
Probably.
Oh, God, this is going to take a minute.
Like, what kind of word starts with a J that would work as an ability?
Jump.
Oh, no. No. That would have been a cool, unique ability for Zerud if they wanted to give it something interesting.
Jungle something.
Yeah, jungle something.
Jungle something. Jungle fever.
Would have been more interesting than Leaf Guard, I'll tell you that.
Yes. Yeah. You do have the hint. Don't forget that.
Jangle, jingle, jumble, jamble. I don't know. I'm just saying words at this point. Jaw? Jawlock's not an ability.
Like, I think all the jaw stuff is afterwards, like Strong Girl.
Yeah.
Jagged something?
Tangled hair is not a thing.
Right? I was thinking Tangled Hair too for some reason.
Tangled Hair.
Because it's something like that. That's the thing.
You do have the hint, and I'm going to need an answer soon.
I just don't want to give you the hint this early. I'd like to.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think we just take the loss on this one.
Yeah.
No answer? Is that, are we just going to go no answer? Or you're going to kick yourselves. It's Justified.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, maybe no kicking, but it is Justified.
No, we're going to beat ourselves up over it, though.
Yeah. All right, your next question is the Pokedex answer question. And you can get 2 points on this if you get the first time. After the second entry, it's one. Or if you get nothing, it's nothing.
It's fine. We're much stronger after beating ourselves up. It's fine.
Yeah. Well,
this, because you are justified, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this one is from Coil Builder. Its Pokemon Shield Dex entry states, one kick from its powerful legs will pulverize a dump truck. Supposedly, this Pokemon runs through the mountains at over 180 miles per hour. Who's that Pokemon?
So, strong feet make it sound like it's either Hitmonlee or Blaziken, right?
I don't know. I am not good with entries. Like, it could be me. I don't know. Well, what game was it?
Shield.
Oh, God.
So, we have, like, 600-ish.
Yeah.
As an option. Right. Like, I guess Blaziken's isn't actually seen in the decks. So, I guess that points towards Hitmonlee of kicking Pokemon.
I guess. It also has... Generally, like, him on these with, like, speed.
I mean, maybe it's... I don't think it would be Zapdos.
It might be Zapdos. Cause I feel like I would remember dump truck here, like, you know, like,
I know, I'm not one to read Hitmonlee's.
Yeah.
Pokemon's entries, so...
I think I'd rather take the loss on Galarian Zapdos and say, oh, well, it's new.
Well, I mean, if we're wrong, he gives us the next entry, so...
Yeah.
Galarian Zapdos is correct!
Okay.
The other entry is from Pokemon Sword, and it's, when its feathers rub together, they produce a crackling sound like the zapping of electricity. That's why this Pokemon is called blank. It's Zapdos.
Thunder.
So you guys got 2 for that one. So you guys are up from, you are 3 for 3. Our next question is your multi-answer question. This one is going to come to you from Enharmonia. There are 7 answers. I don't know if you're going to get that.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
We have,
because I don't know that I could give you this answer, but this is the only option I have at the time of recording. So there are 7 answers. Oh, no. For every 3 of them, I will give you 1 point. For all 7, I will give you 3 points. If you need to lock in answers, you get 2 incorrects before we call it. So she wants to know, what are the names of the 7 symbols of the Emerald Battle Frontier?
Oh no.
I don't think I can answer this.
I can name them.
Please.
I bet there's a balance symbol.
Balance is correct, I think. No, it has a gym badge. It looks like a balance.
Oh.
Can
we get the hint?
Yeah, let me try to come up with a hint for this.
Can we, like, go with what the symbols look like? Or
yeah, you know what? I can send you a let me find the Battle Frontier symbols.
Guess from there.
Yeah, guess maybe that will be a good way to hint.
Because, like, I remember what some of them look like, but I'm also getting them mixed up with badges.
Right?
Like, one of them looks like the heat badge, like,
also. I'm not even sure if seeing...
I don't think these are... I don't think looking at them is going to help you.
I don't think seeing them will help much either.
Let's see. let me see a good way to... I don't know how to give you a hint. So... Okay, I guess this is going to be a list of 7 hints that are going to have nothing to do with Pokemon whatsoever. So, the one that you get from the Battle Factory also shares the name of a Digidestined's crest in Digimon.
Okay, thanks. I don't know if that helps Sigma, but that doesn't help me.
It helps me a little bit, but it doesn't.
Sigma should know what the 8 crests are.
Yeah, like, Hope and Light seem...
Here's 7, now here's 8. Figure it out.
Okay, I'll say it's Izzy's crest. It's Izzy's crest from Digimon.
It's knowledge.
Knowledge, that is correct. We've got one that is an ability that you typically see run on a Conkeldurr.
Guts.
Oh. That one you get from the battle arena, that is correct. The third one is what you get from the battle dome, and it is Final Fantasy blank. It was a game that was a shoot off from Tactic? Final Fantasies. Tactics. Good. That's 3. This is a really bad question. You guys are going to get it right just because you asked for the hint, and I don't know how to do it. This one is a stat for Fire Emblem characters that I don't understand how it works.
Luck?
And you get it from the Battle Pike. That is correct. That is 4.
It's crit, I think, right? Like crit and hit.
This is what you'd see if you went to a store that was called Wine and Blank. You're going to go
cheese, but I know there's no cheese metal.
No. If you go to the store, it's a liquor store. Sometimes they call it Wine and Blank instead of Wine and Liquor. It's Wine and Blank.
Spirits.
Correct. That one you get at the Battle Palace. All right. So the one you get at the Battle Pyramid is a Pokemon nature that it reduces speed and increases attack.
Brave.
That is correct. Okay, you're at 6. This segment's really bad. This is really bad. Some guy like knew all of them.
Oh. Who remembers these?
The last one from the Battle Tower is what Pokemon mechanic they added in Generation 3, and I kind of already gave it away.
But... Ability?
Ability.
There you go. So that's all 7. You got the knowledge symbol, the gut symbol, the tactic symbol, the luck symbol, the spirit symbol, the brave symbol, and the ability symbol.
There's no way anybody
was going to get that. Why did we let that through, Liger?
You know what? Scrawn might have gotten it.
You know what? He probably would have. That's 3 points for you guys, though. So you're 6 we'll for 4. It. Your next question is a base stat question, as always, and I'm not helping you at all. And I want to know, because I came up with this one, what non-legendary water-type Pokemon has the highest base special defense of all non-legendary water-type Pokemon?
Isn't Milotic up there?
Milotic probably is. It might be Toxapex, because I hate Toxapex. Araquanid's probably also in the running.
Toxapex has like
140s or something like that.
Yeah, like it's got like 154 defense and like 144, 134 special defense. Yeah. Araquanid, I don't think it hits. I think it hit the.
Like, I want to say Araquanid's best stat is its special defense and its DPS.
Yeah. I think Milotic's a little subpar.
I think Milotic's not quite up as high as those.
It's
two.
Like top 5 for sure.
I know Pyukumuku? It's not Ludicolo's.
Who?
Pyukumuku?
Oh. It's got 120, I think.
Okay. I don't know what Pyukumuku stats are. I know its speed is nothing.
I can't remember.
I don't think it's as high as Toxapex, though.
I don't think so. I think it's got more HP bulk than defensive. Like, well,
yeah.
It's got a good chunk of each.
I don't think there's a new water type in Sword and Shield to go up there. There is no Ultra Beast
to worry
about.
Honestly, I think I kind of want to go Araquanid. I have a feeling it's higher than Toxapex for some reason.
Okay. Fine by me. Otherwise, it's probably like Primal Kyogre for legendaries, but...
Yeah.
Are you locking in Araquanid?
Yeah.
Araquanid is unfortunately incorrect. It's Toxapex. Toxapex has a 142 special defense, followed up by Mantine at 140. Followed up by Wishiwashi at 135.
135.
And followed up once again by Araquanid at 132. And then there's a bunch of stuff at 130.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's fine.
Yep.
We got
6. You know what? You got the symbols question, which was handed to you on a silver platter. So
we're happy.
Yes.
We're still recovering from that.
That wasn't really a trivia question. It turned into more of like a pyramid type scenario where I was just trying to get you to say certain words. And that's okay.
You won't see us for another like 4 weeks while we recover from that ordeal.
You guys got 6 points today, though. And that does change up the standings. In first place, we have a 2-way tie between Whimsicott and Dr. Shamu. Both in first place with 21 points.
I want that Cramorant plush.
In third place, we have a 3-way tie at 14 points with Linian, P. McGee, and R. Sigma.
Yeah.
Claude 9 is in 6th with 13. Jushiro and Seth Bylo are tied for 7th with 11 points. Sublime is in 9th with 6. And Basket is in 10th without any points and has yet to get on the board. On that note, we are going to be back with you next week with more PokeQuiz. And until then, we're going to kick it on over to the topic. And we have another iTunes review this week from Supercad GX. He says, godly 5 stars, best Pokemon podcast ever. Well, thank you for that, Supercat GX. If you want your review read on the show, just go ahead, drop it on iTunes or wherever you listen to the podcast. We really appreciate it. But until then, we're going on to the topic. And welcome to the topic. Our topic today is the move culling. Do we miss it? Do we miss anything? So, for those of you who are unaware, Pokemon Sword and Shield took a lot of Pokemon moves that existed before Sword and Shield and said, no, you're not going to make it into this game because reasons. There are some things in here that I think are bad that they got rid of. Some things are good. Like, I think Hidden Power. Hidden Power is no longer in the game. I think that is a fantastic addition, especially since they also decided to rebalance Pokemon's moves pools in general. And I think they filled that. Like, I think a good example of this is Sylveon, who would always run, like, Hidden Power Fire, Hidden Power Ice, and they gave it Mystical Fire instead of Hidden Power.
They fixed perfect a lot of the response. Fairies that way with that. Like, the fairies got, like, oh, all the fairies got Mystical Fire to cover their HP fire need.
Yeah, and they're stronger. Steel type switch in, right?
Like, yeah, like, I think it was just really good in general for that. Because, one, I'd much rather have a specific move so you can't just be like, what hidden power is it running today?
Yeah.
I think getting rid of hidden power made Pokemon much more predictable and made it a more fun experience overall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the biggest example of them. There are some other moves that I'm a little upset are gone. And this is mostly, like, from my perspective, because I like doing second playthroughs, right? Of Pokemon games, you always have moves that are leveling up with your Pokemon, so your Pokemon become better when they learn good moves. And Sword and Shield are just like, nah, just keep the good ones. Everybody gets the good ones. And I think a really good example of that is, like, Jump Kick versus High Jump Kick. We used to have both, and Karate Chop on that matter, for that matter. Karate Chop also got axed.
But,
like,
Chop.
Instead of that, they're just like, no, you just get a High Jump Kick. You're done. Here you go. And yeah, okay, I guess that can happen.
You don't need Karate Chop when you have Brick Break, right?
Like, yeah.
I agree with... I don't disagree with you. Part of me just is the guy... I'm nostalgic for having weak moves that I level up into the good things for. Because I think the base power of Karate Chop is lower than Brick Break, right? Yeah.
Oh, significantly. That's...
I would have... When I was thinking about it, like, I was initially thinking of Cross Chop, which I'd rather see Cross Chop axed than Karate Chop, to be honest. I'd rather them swap, because Cross Chop just feels meh. Like, I never want to use Cross Chop.
I remember Sword and Shield and Ultra, or no, Sun and Moon, where you got Brick Break before the first trial to destroy the Raticate.
Yes.
Gumshoes, right?
Yes.
Like, so Karate Chop was literally doing nothing in that game because TMs were usable.
Probably not wrong in that regard. I would say, in terms of my replayability, that's not one of the games I would go to for replayability.
That's fair.
In my replayability, I think it's like Gen 6 below. That I have a really good time replaying.
Mm.
I understand. Like, Magnitude, I really like having Magnitude as a early game Earthquake, because you have the chance of getting Earthquake power, or you have the chance of not getting Earthquake power. And that one got the X.
That one's a little sad.
I think,
like,
there's
you're
a
never
couple
running it competitively.
Like that.
You're never running that competitive. But it's fun for the playthrough, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing that I thought was really weird, and you guys can jump on me and, like, cut in whenever you have something that you're like really passionate about. I'm more passionate about this than I probably should be. Heal block and heal order. And I think attack order also.
No, attack order is fine. Heal order got hit for some reason. Like,
yeah.
It's got attack and defend order are both in the game.
It lost Roost at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that was dumb.
Poor Vespiquen.
Like, it didn't get Ruth, didn't get Recover. It just got, like, oh, here,
it,
like,
just lost
give you
heal
two.
Order.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I also feel a lot better looking over this list, though.
Yeah, like, a lot of them are fairly okay, because they were just really weird moves, like smelling salts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, you don't want to heal, like, okay, you double your powers when you, and then you heal paralysis if they're paralyzed. It's like, okay, do it to your teammate, but wait, you're doing double damage. Do it to an enemy. Well, you don't want to cure the paralysis, cause that's probably not going to kill anyway. That's normal. You'd be better off using, like, Facade. It's not, like, a cure the status, any status, and then does double damage. It's paralysis only.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's weird.
Heart Stamp was a slightly weird one, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a signature move, but, like, weaker than Headbutt.
I was going to say, yeah. Like, the difference was it was 10 points weaker, but 100% accuracy or something like that.
Yeah. I'm okay with most of these.
Like, Jirachi used it.
I like I said, just playthrough stuff. Like, I'm upset Dragon Rage is cut.
Yeah, well, my main one is Signal Beam. Signal Beam is my main one, because that helped me out so much with, like, gym leader stuff. And, like, oh, get Signal Beam. Cool, I can use this.
Yeah, Signal Beam.
Honestly, in general, like, missing Signal Beam is really bad for a lot of Pokemon. If we ever got, like, Ampharos back, poor Ampharos.
I feel like pollen puff was probably what they were thinking people could use instead, but it's the stuff that isn't bug that really cared about having signal
yeah,
beam.
Yeah, exactly. Signal beam was good on electric types.
Pretty much.
But I'm really okay with them like cutting out like water sport and mud sport. I'm really
yeah,
okay.
A lot of these
like
are cannon. Just generic moves that don't really do much. Like, okay, if this beam, they're gone. It sucks, mm-hmm. but whatever. Barrage, barrier, yeah, like
assist can be gone. No one was ever doing anything okay when they were running assist.
Right.
Like a lot of these moves were memes or just like meh defensive, like okay, assist, mm-hmm. barrage, barrier. Barrier is just iron defense but psychic.
Yeah, no, no they just really like meme, anything that gets barrier gets iron defense now. Like that's fine.
It sucks we lost Bone Club, but like we've got Bone Meringue, we've got Bone Rush still, like we don't need mm-hmm. a third.
The ones that I really like that are missing are one, well, I like that it is missing. That's what I should say. Pursuit outside of Hidden Power.
Pursuit did so much for letting ghost types actually.
It let
be
ghost
able
types
be
good.
Right? Like you couldn't use ghost types because it's like one, they usually had like no defense. Mm-hmm. So Gengar would get pursuited and die.
Yep.
Okay, wait, like, Faint Attack is weird, too. Like, okay, yeah, a perfect accuracy move got cut. Like, why would they do that?
That's a little weird.
What gets me more is that Foresight and Odor Sleuth were both cut as well.
I'm okay with that.
Not that you would want that for competitive, but you want that for story playthrough when you get stuck with a normal type that can't hit a dark type. That prevents the Gen 2 issue where you've got a Pidgey against the Ghastly when you can't do anything except for tackle.
Yeah, this is what I've been saying. I think this is bad for people who want to story play through like moves, and Sword and Shield's kind of just trying to shove you through it, felt like, a little bit.
I think they probably fixed the story to go around this type of stuff, but
absolutely.
That's one, like, it's just like, a what-if situation, like, Grass Whistle getting cut, I understand, it's Sleep Powder,
Magnet
Score,
Bomb,
just use those
yeah, that's
stuff.
Fine.
Yeah.
Certain moves, like, I get, but, like, Heart Swap, we don't have Manaphy in the game, that's why we don't have Heart Swap.
Oh, yeah, like, the things that are signature moves to Pokemon that aren't in. That makes sense.
Lucky Chant is a weird one. I don't know why we really needed it, but sure.
No, we didn't. It's fine. Like,
Psywave is interesting.
Psywave, yeah.
Because I want to say, because it's like semi-fixed damage, Bronzong would use it, so.
Yeah.
The one on here that I will make a stink about, like the only move in here that I'll be like, this is a travesty and that it's missing. No, hear me out. It's Psycho Boost.
That's because we don't have Deoxys.
No, hear me out. I'll explain to you why.
It's because the Lugia can learn it.
It's because Lugia can learn it legally.
Via an event.
No, not even via an event. If you play Pokemon XD, Gale of Darkness, the Lugia you catch has Psycho Boost.
Yeah, because that's an event.
I wouldn't call that an event. It's XD Gale of Darkness or the normal playthrough.
No, those Pokemon that you purify have special moves.
Yeah.
That's technically, I would consider that an event thing. Those aren't, they're like
okay, so but even then, I still think it's a slap in the face. Like if you spend all the time bringing a Pokemon all the way up from that,
sure.
From Gen
that's
3,
also in the fact of saying that Clefable and Softboiled, you know, like
it still has it. It didn't. Softboiled's still in the game.
It does. Yeah, like it sucks that you can't get it because you travel it all the way up. Yeah. But it's one of those things, though. It's just not a level up move. If Deoxys would be in the game.
Oh, once Deoxys comes to the game, I'm sure it won't be a problem.
Yeah, if Deoxys was in the game and it was still cut, then yeah, a stink.
Then you can complain, but yeah.
I'm still complaining. I don't care. I'm complaining.
Like Synchronoise is gone. Nobody cared about Synchronoise. Nobody.
Yeah, like Synchronoise. Synchronoise was a terribly designed move, and I think they finally realized it. I think they realized it with a lot of these. Like, why did we make this wake up slap? Why would you wake up your opponent? It's like Smelling Salt, but like it's another Smelling Salt move, except fighting. It does big damage. It doesn't even do double. It does big damage. But also wakes up the target.
Yep.
Like, some of these moves were just gimmicky and, like, weren't...
The Omni Boost ones are kind of weird. Like, both Silver Wind and Ominous Wind were cut.
Yeah, that was weird, too. I might cover that for a second. I know, also, like, Steamroller. That would have been a nice physical bug move to kind of have to cover the gap a bit for certain things.
Maybe.
So, the thing was, it was only on Scolipede, Golem, and...
Golem.
Guzzlord.
Golem. Golem being gone still baffles me, by the way. I'm still baffled by Golem not being in the game.
Like, I feel though you could easily give that to other Pokemon. It's not that hard. Like, it wouldn't be exactly a Steamroller, but it would be like, okay, you have Steel... Okay, so instead of Steamroller, you got Steel Roller, which is objectively worse.
There was one other one that I was just like, this being gone is okay.
Return?
No, I'm not happy about Return.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with Return.
I knew Frustration was. I thought that. I didn't know Return was.
Yeah, both are gone. Both are gone.
Frustration, I understand.
They made running rental teams, like, impossible.
Would that, I guess that would, wouldn't it?
Because it doesn't store happiness on the Pokemon, so.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, I see.
On the rental Pokemon,
I wish they would let you, I wish they would have come up with a replacement, if that were the case.
Yeah, I do too. I wish there was 100 power base things.
Yes.
Right. Like, that would be fine.
Yeah, I think that would be an all right thing. I just wish if they were going to do it because of whatever happiness nonsense, go ahead, give us some kind of alternative that'd be okay.
100 power base.
Yeah.
Physical normal move. Like, that's all you need. Because you have, even if it was like 95 power or 90 power.
Yeah.
You get like a physical hyper voice, right?
Give us like the physical hyper voice slash like bolt beam type stuff. Like, just generic coverage of normal.
Like, just generic physical normal attack for Pokemon to have.
Yep. I think they should have replaced it with something like that.
The thing that I was disappointed was missing was the Eevee moves from Let's Go. Because I thought that would be cool signature moves for the evolutions.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I think it would be cute, but I think that would be much scarier in application.
I don't know. I think, like, none of the evolutions are really shaking things up, but if Leafeon had the ability
If you did Sizzly Slide and your Flareon could, like, guarantee a burn,
then people would use Flareon. What's the problem with people using
Imagine Flareon? Vaporeon with Leech Life.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Vaporeon with Bouncy Bubble?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
It absorbs water and then it restores HP by half the damage taken by the target. And it's special. It's weaker.
Jolteon getting 100% accuracy or 100% para moves as well.
Yeah.
I just think this, like, I think it would be cute for Eevee, but for the Eeveelution, that's kind of scary. Like, okay,
Hot take. I don't have a problem with partner Eevee and partner Pikachu making it in.
Neither do I. That I don't care about.
It's those would be great to add.
Given the Eeveelution, the Eevee moves is outright frightening.
Yes. Those moves were made to be overpowered for Let's Go.
Umbreon with Reflect on an offensive special, like an offensive dark move with 80 base power.
It's still not doing any damage.
It's an Reflect. Umbreon.
Damage dealing Reflect, damage dealing Light Screen. Neither of those things sound good.
But they're on an Espeon and Umbreon. Like, what are they doing?
Espeon can be useful.
Espeon can be useful. I'm saying, like, I'm not as worried as I am about a tanky Mon having something that makes it even tankier.
Like, the status ones are probably far more scary. The, like, screen moves or heal bell.
I would be okay with the partner Pokemon making it in, but they have to use real moves.
No.
Fake poo-poo moves. They have to use real moves. No Freezy Frost. Okay.
100 base damage ice.
Oh yeah, I forgot the ice one is Haze.
Yeah, it's that one's not that bad.
That one's not as bad. That's probably the most balanced of all of them.
I mean, the Leech Seed on a physical attack for Fionn would favors too. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, through one that would be fine on, but other one that would be outright frightening. Like. Mm-hmm.
Just like Pikachu would be fine with Extreme Speed Electric.
Oh, my nostalgia heart is pierced. I didn't realize Flash was cut. No one uses it.
No one liked it.
I really, I'm really upset that Signal Beam is gone, but Natural Gift opened up a lot of, like, doors for memes. That was fun. Natural Gift Talonflame with ice. Oh, man.
You're not wrong.
Ring Out is gone, and I still couldn't tell you how that move calculated.
I don't know either anymore.
Okay, there were some moves that were stupid. Like, I don't disagree that there were some stupid moves.
Or Sharpen.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely... they cut Sky Drop, which, honestly, okay.
It had use in doubles, but it was also, like, a pain in the butt.
Well, so it was a super Snatch pain in the butt.
I miss Snatch.
Also, I don't know if you guys remember this, but it was either in Black and White. I think it was in Black and White. There was a glitch with it where it would never bring the Pokemon back.
I think if you used Gravity while you were up in the sky, it broke.
It broke, and so they had to ban it from official competitions. I think the only Pokemon that knew it at the time was Braviary or something, so it wasn't a big deal, but... It was still...
I thought it was a TM.
It was still silly.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't bring the Pokemon back and it couldn't attack for the rest of the battle.
I mean, there are some moves that can hit you while you're in Sky Drop mode.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I always appreciate those mechanics, by the way, where they do that, as it makes it feel far more realistic. Like, I don't know what can hit you when you're in Sky Drop, but I assume something like Hurricane or something.
I think Gust can. Probably Air Cutter, I'd admit.
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's find out. let's find out. Skydrop, Skydrop, Skydrop. Skydrop cannot be used while gravity is in effect. In Generation 5 only, due to a glitch, if gravity is used while two Pokemon are in the semi-invulnerable state of Skydrop, gravity will bring the user of Skydrop down, but the target of Skydrop will be stuck, unable to move until the gravity ends. Oh, that's so funny. That's funny. I don't know. Actually, there's no moves that can hit you, it looks like.
I assumed it was like fly, so.
Yeah.
I think it just ignores everything. I'm going to look into it a little bit on my end.
Fly definitely. Fly definitely can get hit by, like, thunder and stuff like that.
Like, I think even Sky Uppercut can hit.
Yeah, well, Sky Uppercut's gone now.
Well, could if it existed still.
So, Lock on Mind Reader, No Guard work.
Okay.
It will not work if the target's behind a substitute or if it's in a two-stage attack. It cannot be used while gravity's in effect.
Mirror Move got cut.
Eh. Oh, well.
Most of this is just nostalgia to me, I think, at this point. I'm just, my nostalgia heart is hurt. Pokemon did the Kylo Ren smash over the helmet, and it was just like, let the past die, Thatch. Let the past die.
Oh, Thunder, Sky Uppercut, Hurricane, Smackdown, Gust, and Twister.
Most of those still exist.
So the only other one I see that can hit, I see him right there, I missed them earlier. The only other one that got added was Thousand Arrows.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just has so many weird rules, technicalities. I think I'm out with it just being gone.
You can protect against the initial thing, which makes sense. It's not affected by Power Herb, which kind of makes sense, but I guess it's not the real... that's not the reason you're using it. You're using it to get them out of battle.
It's like Wimp Out and Emergency Exit won't trigger during it. Yeah, no, there's good reasons
for it. Oh, there's a Sun and Moon glitch.
Ooh.
So, it's activated when Skydrop is used on a Pokemon using Spiky Shield. Spiky Shield will damage the Pokemon using Skydrop, but the game did not recognize the move. This makes the attacking Pokemon reach 0 HP and completely skip its turn, and all moves it used against this glitched Pokemon fail.
This is an example of a thing that I'm really happy that they removed, because it just sounds like they had so many issues with this one move that it should have just been
programming
cut.
Around
just,
it.
Just
yeah,
cut
like,
it.
I think that's kind of what I think a lot of these are, or they're just like, a lot of the moves they cut were in that situation, I feel, or they're just like, no one uses this anyways. They just speed to get rid of this move. Like, Bide. You don't keep Bide. Bubble. You don't keep Bubble.
This list is also just, like, compounded with moves that just aren't in the game because the Pokemon that have them aren't in the game yet.
Yeah, like, we avoided talking about those, like, Lation Dance, like, or Seed Flare.
So this list isn't that bad once I get to see the X's and the check marks of like Pokemon that could have learned these moves are in the game and versus Pokemon that aren't in the game. These are their moves like Beak Blast and Shatter and Dark Void. And like you look through it and it's probably like a good 15% of the list right now. Maybe more.
Like because you got things on here too, like Captivate, Chip Away, and Clamp. Like Chip Away with a okay-ish move.
Chip Away can go away.
But it's fine going away. It ignores the defense increases. That's like the only thing that it's
That'd be cool now in this meta though.
So. Yeah, but it was a normal type attack with 70 base power. Like.
Yeah, and we're missing return now, Sigma. We need it now more than ever.
Normal types didn't really
Snorlax did. Snorlax.
Kubfu did.
Conkle
Kangaskhan did. We're not using
those. Kubfu did not. I think you're thinking Pancham.
Or not Kubfu. No, I'm thinking of Teddy Ursa.
Kubfu does not learn it. Kubfu didn't exist. Let's see. Lickitung learned it. Lickitung learned it. Excuse me. Slacking.
Are you using a Lickitung? Are you? Who isn't here?
Who is not here? Maybe I'd use Licky Licky if they found a good use for it one day.
We even tried a team for Poke of the Episode and get it to work with Licky.
I absolutely believe that.
We're like, maybe this team's okay. No, it's not. It's Licky.
It's Licky Licky. Licky Licky is both the most disturbing and useless Pokemon of all time.
I'm just kind of upset they got rid of like stuff like Magnet Bomb and Faint Attack and stuff. Like, I think those were fine to stay. Like, Magnet Bomb kind of got useless because it's generally on a special attackers, but even then.
It's on a special attacker, yeah. Like, it's the signature move of Magnemite, which is a special attacker through and through. It's never clicking back.
I'm on the same page as Shamu to an extent, but at the end of the day, I would say that my enjoyment of Pokemon Sword and Shield wasn't impacted by this.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't impacted. I would like to see them bring these moves back fixed or updated. Like, okay, Meerschaum Mud Bomb. They're the exact same move damage and accuracy wise.
That's
why they're terrible. It's because they're 65 base damage on an 85% accurate move.
Yep.
Mm.
So we see those in the future with, like, a 95 accuracy at least. Like, hey, I'm okay with that, you know? Like,
they've done that in the past, too. They've done that a lot in the
like,
past.
If these come back, I'd like to see them get reworked, and maybe that's what their plan is, to, like, get rid of them for a little bit and bring them back revamped.
Perhaps. Honestly, I agree. I think that's even the plan with, like, the Pokemon, per se, in terms of models and stuff like that. They're taking their time. They probably took their time. I think more out of the culling of the moves, though, came a lot of balance, specifically from Pursuit and Hidden Power being removed. Like, those two moves, I would say the amount that I miss the moves that aren't those two versus the amount that I appreciate those two moves being gone is I definitely appreciate it more than I dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, like, I think it's been a really good little over a year with Sword and Shield's meta without those moves. And honestly, I think the Sword and Shield meta in general is just very good. Like, it's very good. They've thought it through. They're taking their time looking at all of the Pokemon and being like, these are the moves it can learn. These are the moves we're taking away mm-hmm. from it.
Like, look at Spectre. Look at Spectre. They know what they
are. Look at Urshifu. Urshifu is, like, a perfectly crafted Pokemon.
Right? It's like, I see it, I'm like, I'm a little afraid of it, but I also know I can deal with it, so it's okay.
No, they did it perfect. If you look at all of Urshifu's stats, it's just like, here is a very specific speed tier it is in. Here's these specific numbers that we put everywhere. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it, and they're taking a lot of time to pay attention to it, and it makes me feel a lot better about Dexit, because they're probably looking at the other Pokemon that aren't in the game now and being like, how can we retool these slightly?
Mm-hmm.
Also, hey, it has a lot of models, so give us a minute. That's my thought process. Overall, I think this was a good thing. I think we can all agree with
that. Pursuit opened so many things to be able to be used.
It is a net positive.
Mm-hmm.
Net positive.
Even if we do miss return. Poor return.
We have a Pokemon of the episode for you guys today, though. So we are going to kick it on over to that. So we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Episode.
And welcome to the Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 481, Mesprit, the emotion Pokemon.
I'm not gonna say a specific entry. It's actually just, whenever it flew, people learned joy and sadness. It made emotion.
I love this is a Shamu.
That's what every Dex entry said. That's why it doesn't get a special one.
It doesn't get, no, they all just say the same thing, but in a different way. He is not wrong.
Yeah.
it's literally the same sentence, just worded in a different order.
It's like, oh, look, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Oh, it's Mesprit. Oh, I hate my life.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Essentially it's what it does.
Yep. So Mesprit is a psychic type Pokemon. His speed stats definitely not terrible, and the rest of his stats are okay. He's got base 105s in attack, defense, special attack, and defense, and base 80s in HP and speed. Definitely not the most exciting Pokemon in the world, but he does play a very specific niche in this place, in this setting for this specific team, which I really, really like. So right now in VGC, I'd say you're either playing Hyper Offense or Trick Room. I'd say those are the two big modes right now in VGC. And so today we have a VGC team that is Hyper Offense, well, Hyper Offense in quotes, and also can counter Trick Room, because Trick Room typically shuts down the Hyper Offense. And Mesprit handles it so well, and it's very fun when you can pull it off. So I really, really enjoy it. So we do have a Mesprit on this team. Obviously, it's the Pokemon of the episode. It's holding safety goggles so that it can't be spored, and it can't take damage from hail, sandstorm, etc. It's got the ability Levitate because it's Mesprit, and I don't think it gets another ability.
No, it doesn't.
It does not. It does not.
There are four psychic flying or psychic levitating legendaries,
yes,
from Gen 4.
Yes, and, 100%.
This is the worst one.
Yes. But this one is 244 HP because you bulk him up, 4 defense, 196 special attack, and I'm sure that's just because you need the base 60 and the speed to outrun probably uninvested base 70s?
I don't know. Probably something like that.
Something like that. And it's 4 special defense, 4 defense because level 50. And he's a modest nature, so he can do some damage. He can wallop on people. 0 attack. He's got Ice Beam, Psychic, Imprison, and Trick Room. So what you can do is you can click Imprison and prevent other people from using Trick Room. And something to note with the mechanics of imprison, because it's not used too often. I have seen it used to do exactly this in the past. And one of the things to note is imprison is activated on Mesprit. It's not activated on your opponent, so there's no need to reset it something like taunt.
So your opponent can't also use two trick room setters, essentially.
Yeah.
Just you can't use it. Once it is clicked, you have to get rid of Mesprit.
Yes.
It's not a thing of, I can switch out. It's, Mesprit needs to go.
Yes. And I really like that. It's very cute. And it works out really well. It actually, like, if people aren't prepared for it, it works out really well. In a best of one meta, I would say it works out very well.
Yes.
It's a good trump card to pull out and just like, oh, boom, you can't, it's just out of left field.
It can also reverse a trick room if a stupid Whimsicott tries to set it.
Yes. Also on this team is Blacephalon, a boom clown with a choice scarf because you got to go fast. 252 special attack, 252 speed, timid nature because you got to go fast. Mind blown, probably the only move you're ever going to use on this thing. Heat wave, shadow ball, and hypnosis.
Because you needed a fourth.
You need the mind blown for this next Pokemon, which Shamu's got.
We're going to go up to the other Pokemon. You can guess it soon after that. Next, we've got an Urshifu Rapid Strike, which is the G-Max form, with a Focus Sash, Unseen Fist as its ability, as it's the only you can have.
Yes.
Max attack, max speed, 4 special defense, jolly nature. It's go fast, hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're like Sonic if you learned karate. Close combat, Aqua Jet, Surging Strikes, and Detect. And then we've got Blacephalon. We've got Urshifu. You'd guess we have a Colossal. We don't, but I just lied. We do. We've got Colossal G-Max, his weakness policy, and Steam Engine. Like, I would hold that out longer, but I didn't really have time to hold that joke out longer.
I'm really happy that Colossal, by the way, is one of the better G-Maxes.
Right.
It's,
I like
yeah, the, it's just
a G-Max is good.
It's nice to see it doing well.
Yeah.
But it's just generic Steam Engine, as far as I can tell, with max special attack, max speed, modest, 4 HP. Meteor Beam, Solar Beam, Heat Wave, Protect, with the weakness policy. I already said that, actually. But, you know, it's just Colossal G-Max. You hit it with a fire move, you hit it with a water move, it goes fast. You cannot trick room it because of Mesprit. Or if, like, that's what Mesprit there for is. It's not the trick room to ruin Colossal and your other fast boys.
I wish he had a better grass move. I'm not a fan of Solar Beam being his only move, unless you can make sure you get the max flare going.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get the matches that last a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a good grind game unless you pull off.
Yeah.
Like, you spend the turn doing Setting Sun, which is a little rough.
Yeah.
But it's not the end of the world, though. You've got other people.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just Colossal.
Yeah, sometimes we're not bringing Colossal. Sometimes we're bringing the Defiant Thundurus.
Yes, that's very true.
This Thundurus has a Lumberry for when those pesky Dusclops try to will-o-wisp you. Because I think that's just about the only thing that's...
Maybe you do get the occasional Grimmsnarl... Well, I guess it's not going to hit Thundurus, but Grimmsnarl's Thunder Waves. But
no, it's not for paras. It's for birds.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Maybe an occasional freeze, but...
It might be to pair it up with the, what's it called? The Mesprit to stop the Trick Room. And so that they're both still out.
Yep.
I could see, like, I've seen Willow come out of Incineroar occasionally.
Occasionally. It's not often.
No, it's not.
I guess it also stops, like, Burning Jealousy.
That's true.
I guess that and Spore.
So, I guess that's good. But anyways, it's Jolly, Max Attack, Max Speed. Standard Thundurus to buy it. Last points in HP, I don't think it actually matters too much.
No.
Fly, Wild Charge, Superpower, Protect. I think that's standard Thundurus fare.
I don't know what other moves you put on Thundurus.
Its physical move pool is not good.
No.
Yeah, it's not that great. I assume, if anything, you might swap enough for coverage, depending on what you want. But, like, for VGC, I assume it's probably standard.
I don't know what other physical coverage moves it gets. Thundurus is...
It's literally running fly. If it's running fly, it doesn't mean that it's doing hot, okay?
Well, they didn't like giving it flying attacks because its other form is literally just monoflying.
Yes. So,
like, they didn't want to make it just the better one, right? But anyways, we'll go to the last member of the team. It's a G-Max Rillaboom. It's a Rillaboom. You throw it on every team because you don't question why a Rillaboom's on a team. It's just a Rillaboom.
Glide. Grassy glide.
It has stab, like, extreme speed, power, quick attack. It's fine. Choice Band, Grassy Surge. Max attack with, like, Adamant Nature with 132 HP, 28 defense, 4 speed, 92 speed, or 92 or 4 special defense, 92 speed. It's probably doing something with that speed. I don't know. You're usually clicking Grassy Glide. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Knock off Wood Hammer, Grassy Glide, U-turn.
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
It's a Rillaboom. You don't question it.
I'm not a fan. I will say I'm not a fan of that Rillaboom just because of the choice span. But yeah, I mean, I guess you're clicking Grassy Glide anyway, so who cares?
You're clicking Grassy Glide. Like, that's what Rillaboom does.
Yeah, you're just trying to hit Grassy Glide. You don't care about any of these other moves. These other moves are here for technicalities.
They're here because you need 4 moves.
It's not like, and not the main course.
You might as well have 4 moves, so they slap 3 more on it. So, and that's why that.
I would love to see someone top with a team with just Grassy Glide on there. Just like, they don't even have other options.
As a meme.
They just have Grassy Glide.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
I just want to see that one. It'd be great to see the commentator's reaction to that. It's like, oh.
Overall, I mean, I've played with this team a little bit. I've enjoyed playing with it. I think you'll enjoy playing with it. And if that's the case, you can definitely grab it on the Discord server, or you can go grab it from, or the Poke of the Episode video. You can watch Claudin9 and P. McGee do that over on YouTube, play with it. I enjoyed it a lot. I really enjoyed this team. It kind of fits my play style. I just wish I could play something that wasn't Colossal. It's just ugly. I wish Colossal was better, looked better.
I wish it had a better animation frame that was built on.
Yes, absolutely. I wish it wasn't just fire type Rhyperior. That's all. So, with that said, we're going to kick it on over now, guys, to the mailbag.
It's mail time! Send in your emails!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag, as always, is brought to you by the fictional energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves!
And moving on, this is the part of the show where you can send in your emails to us here at the Puckle Podcast. Unfortunately, because, again, we're recording this on Tuesday, December 22nd, and I did announce it earlier this week, we only have 2 emails this week. I apologize to those of you who sent an email in on, like, Wednesday, or maybe on Christmas Eve, and you're expecting to have it on the show. Unfortunately, I didn't make it. If there's enough of them, one of my New Year's resolutions is to start doing extended mailbags that we put on YouTube. That is one of my New Year's resolutions, but it's still 2020, so I get to slack on that this week. All right. With that said, we are going to jump right on into it. Last week, we asked you guys what you would put into your own Pokemon DLC if you were to make it. And we've got 2 really good emails for this week. And our first one is going to be from Pokemaster.
Hey Thatch and other wonderful co-hosts, Pokemaster here. First off, how was everyone's Christmas? As I am Fantastic. Writing this on Monday, Christmas hasn't happened for me yet.
It's completely my fault. I usually announce when the show is going to be recorded early. I completely forgot this past week.
Well, we'll assume it went okay.
Yeah, my Christmas was great.
How was your shipment?
I don't know. Will Christmas happen? Who knows?
Did he even make it? Did he even make it? Who knows, you know?
Thank you for all the giveaways over the holiday season. It is really helping my decks. This episode had a really interesting question. What would you have in a DLC? So let's go and get into that. I would agree with Thatch. I would love Mega Evolution back and a focus on competitive with all the Pokemon back either in a Sinnoh remake or a new DLC. Maybe a search quest with a new legendary that can Mega Evolve where you need to gain its trust over time or something. Oh, God.
So, no, actually, I kind of like that, right? So, imagine, it's like Kubfu, but instead of evolving to Urshifu, you gain the ability to Mega Evolve it.
I was going
to
say, the issue where Mega Evolution failed was when they gave it to things that were already too strong. So it has to be a Pokemon that relies on Mega Evolution to be good, kind of like Deoncé, I guess.
Well, so if it's like a new Pokemon, kind of like what they did with Kubfu?
Like, you give it Naga Nidalee stats, and it'll be just slightly above average when it Mega Evolves.
Well, I could see them balancing something just like they kind of balanced Urshifu as a Mega. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but it would have to be weaker than regular legendaries, right? In order to get a Mega Evolution?
Probably. But we've had weaker legendaries before.
Mega Pincushion.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like Naga Nidalee, kind of.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it doesn't have the same stats, but it's still good.
Mega Flygon. You have to become friends with Mega Flygon to make it Mega Evolve.
Nah, a friendly little Pincushion. It's like the Pukumuku Pincurchin and Snom, like, anime thing. Anime that thing was adorable. They just, like, they just become bigger and pointier. Or, like, Pukumuku gets a second hand.
Twin-handed Pukumuku. Oh, no. But if it was a festive DLC, as per the topic, I would love a couple new forms. Like, subjectively, festive, hollowed forms. So I've always been a fan of giving Burmy and Wormadam more forms, like a snow cloak.
That would be cute. I'd be into the one. I'd be into one.
Like
for
a foam cloak, a snow cloak, an ash cloak.
So you get an ice bug?
Yeah, ice bug, water bug, fire bug. We could do that. I think that would be.
I can see that being really fun for regional stuff.
Fire Wormadam makes me think of a Pikmin that caught on fire.
You're not wrong.
That's all I can think of. That image is stuck in my head.
We're gonna get like, Galarian Mossum. It's just got like a fishbowl on its head.
I don't want regionals of Pokemon that have multiple forms like that. Please no.
Just wait for Gen 8. I mean, Gen. Sorry.
It's okay. We'll get another Meowth next gen. It's fine.
Oh, if we get another Meowth, so help me God.
I like the Meowths.
Super Saiyan Meowth, electric type.
Yeah, you know. A great running joke for a Sinnoh remake would be keeping Glammeow out of it and just giving a Sinnoh Meowth.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, the fairy type?
Oh no.
Oh, we're gonna get a core. We're gonna get next. The one after that will be Dragon. We'll get a fantasy core for Meowth.
Oh no. All right, continue.
Or hear
continue.
Me out. Sinnoh and Skitty.
Stop it. Stop it. You're hurting me.
It gets refrigerate.
Or maybe another Reggie, as we only have two new ones instead of the usual three. I would prefer a snowman, so maybe a ground ice type? So that's my two cents. Oh, buckle on and catch you on the flip-flop. Pokemaster signing out.
Well, thank you for that. All right. Our last email today is going to be from none other than Mega Flygon himself. Greetings, Thatch, the condensed matter physicist and all of his helpers. Mega Flygon here once again for another mailbag. Two, actually. Our first response will be from last week. The Pokemon I would like to have around the house with me? Well, there are two answers. My dream of Dragonite, Salamence, Garchomp, Hydreigon, Goodra, and Dragapult. This obviously seems ridiculous. It is. However, Garchomp can fly at the speed of sound, therefore allowing me to fly to Alaska or the Boundary Waters. What are the Boundary Waters?
Wait, quick question. Did Mega Flygon say he wouldn't want to have a Flygon around the house?
He did not.
Fake fan.
No, but they did say Garchomp. They said Garchomp.
That doesn't make it better. I'd like my Pokemon to help me build a cabin in the woods and live off the land. No one would be able to trespass on my property, as they would be blown to smithereens or shredded into oblivion as soon as they set foot without permission on my wonderful lakeside lot. This sounds like he just wants to be a dragon in D&D. They would keep me comfortable by lighting the fireplace with fire blast and help me fish by scaring the fish up to the surface or making pressure decrease by having Goodra use rain dance to make a quick storm pass through the area. This usually turns the fish, makes them more likely to bite a lure. That's what we're going to say.
Oh, okay.
That's yes, what, yes. Yep, mm-hmm.
Yep.
My second answer would be Arceus. Just having it around to do anything for me would be extremely convenient. Wow, these are, what? I would like to have dragons and God in my house. Yes, wouldn't we all?
Arceus has 1,000 arms, so it can only help you do 1,000 things and it leaves, right?
Doesn't it? Well, I mean, I feel like Koopa is more accurate for that, but I'd say Arceus, make some lemonade appear for me, and then some lemonade would appear next to me and say, you just want the reality stone. I'm very confused.
I feel like, I think the better option for that would just be Jirachi, because Jirachi does it anyways.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but it only makes a wish every 1,000 years.
No,
yeah.
But it makes things appear for you, though. That's the thing. Like, the candy. Remember the candy from the movie?
We're not talking about that movie. We're not talking about that movie. That movie's bad. Arceus, get rid of the clouds in the sky, and the clouds would disappear. I feel like there are so many smaller things. How tall is Arceus? It is not short. It's not short. There's no way it's short.
Is it like 7 foot?
Arceus is...
10 feet. 10 foot 6.
You can't fit that in your house. Arceus, get the Davers dog's droppings out of my yard, and Arceus would use judgment and annihilate it and leave a giant crater on my property, thoroughly discouraging anyone from not picking up their dog droppings ever again. I
think they would be more scared that something landed, like an alien landed.
That a 10-foot llama stuck in a fence is in your front yard. I think that's what I'd be more terrified of. 10 feet tall is ridiculous. 10.5 feet tall.
I'm just imagining a llama with carrying a roll of like wire fence.
Yeah, that's what it is.
it's just dragging the fence along. Like you hear the clinging of the like metal.
The thing I've always wanted from Arceus, like in Pokemon, in terms of Pokemon, is I've always it's classified as the Alpha Pokemon because in Christianity you have like the Alpha and the Omega. And it would be really interesting to see the Omega Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which we've never gotten.
So you mean Groudon?
I think Giratina would probably be the closest thing we've gotten to that.
Yeah, but I mean, Groudon has the Omega.
Okay, but then you've got the Alpha on the Kyogre at the same time. I feel like Arceus was a good idea that just got forgotten to time.
Mm-hmm. It might have been something they were too afraid to delve into, too.
That's what I think they were probably scared of, like, offending religion.
They didn't want to go back to that well again.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it again. We can't.
For this week's mailbag, what would you like to see in a holiday-themed DLC? Well, I'd like to receive the best present that DPCI could give us, in my opinion, letting us travel back to every region, therefore completing the Pokedex. Fun fact, you don't have to do that. It's like, I think you could get it in like two. In like two regions, I think you can complete the whole thing.
Is that a moon help that'll...
You might be able to get it in one.
I know you can get about half of them just in X and Y. Just in Kalos. So, like, that's a lot of them. Right there.
You might need, like, a couple. You might need a couple. But, like, from X and Y onward, if you had, like, all the games, you definitely do it.
Absolutely.
Sure. Well, I mean, X, Y, and Auraz, you could get everything, right?
Well, because X and Y and Auraz, you can already catch everything up to that point in those two pairs of titles.
Yeah.
And then Sun and Moon obviously has the Sun and Moon. But we're missing, like, five of those at this point, I think. Not even missing that many. I think you're missing like Minior, okay. Bruxish, Gumshoes, Toucannon. That's I think seven. Oh, and Crabominable. So 9 Pokemon I think total from Sun and Moon.
We care less about Crabominable. I think there's a couple others, but
it might be a bit more. But we'll say that's close enough.
I think it's close. I think I'm probably wrong, but I can think of 9 off the top of my head.
It's okay.
Yeah,
we got the good ones back. We got the good ones.
Yes, I mean, I think Minior is pretty cool.
Minior's okay. I think Minior's okay. Bruxish is okay, too, but we don't talk about Bruxish.
Forgetting about some of the one-off, too, like Oricorio, like how could you?
Oricorio.
Oh my gosh, Oricorio. That's right.
It's okay. I made it in as Pinacorio.
Yep.
But yeah, like Toucannon, Gumshoes, Crabominable, Oricorio.
Mm-hmm.
Minior, Komala, Turtonator. Not Turtonator, Komala, though.
Oh, Komala. Komala. Oh.
Oh, poor Kamala.
I don't miss it that much, but oh.
It's probably because they don't want to code in its ability, and that's probably fair.
Its ability is not.
The only reason I kind of know this is because I had to catch these in Beast Balls.
Its ability is rough.
Oh, Kamala. Kamala's ability is rough. That's very true. Moving on, though. You could choose where you'd like to go, battle other gym leaders and champions, and unite the entire Pokemon world under one common champion. You. Just kidding. I would like to see the other regions and have a complete dex, however. There are a lot of problems with that, models being a big one. I'd also love... I mean, I think if you get more DLC, you get more Pokemon models. I think that kind of goes hands in hands at this point. But I'd also love to see a machine that could type-shift your Pokemon. Maybe it could cost watts to use it, and it'd be completely randomized.
Oh, no.
This sounds like a nightmare.
It sounds nice on paper in a way, but same time.
We just had an entire topic where we talked about how Pokemon, TPCI, and Game Freak did a lot of work to balance Pokemon. And then this is just like, hey, let's forget all that.
It would be fine in a game that couldn't connect to home.
Yes.
Yeah, because that sounds, honestly, that sounds like a coding nightmare.
That sounds crazy. I mean, they've done this before in the TCG, right, with the Delta species, and I think that's kind of where I would like it to stay.
Yeah, I don't think I want it to interfere with the main series.
And we've already kind of already done that with like changing Pokemon's types with regionals. And I think that's kind of the way I'd like it to stay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just imagining like the coding aspect of that.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare.
Because you got to think, oh, what type changes on dual types?
Mm-hmm. You need to keep like a relatively intimate dex for that too. That's like a 200 dex project.
Yeah, that sounds like awful. I'm not going to lie. Imagine a fairy type Pangoro that's super cuddly, or a Torkoal that could fly.
Then you have to make models for all of that. And yeah. You already know the issue with the models.
Yeah.
I think it's just better off having new types as forms.
Regionals. I think regionals are really one of the best ideas they've had in a long time.
Yeah. Like, maybe it would work in a sprite-based game. I don't think it could work in a model-based
game. Yes. I think that's something you could see in, like, a ROM hack, realistically.
Yes.
ROM hacks fit that niche.
Yeah.
Yes.
The machine that did the type shifting would be in the middle of a snowy island where he can get a mystery gift Pokemon every day of the week for a week. What? With the last being a dragon fire type shifted Dunsparce with 1,000 base stat total. Okay. This is becoming, nope. Okay. All encounters are randomized, meaning that you could find a Azurill and a Giratina in the same grass patch. That is a ROM hack. That is legitimately a ROM hack. That's just a ROM hack.
That's a randomizer.
Yeah. Well, that's all for now. Thanks so much for everything you do. And here's to another great year of Fuckle. Catch you on the flip-flop, Mega Flygon, over and out. All right. Well, thank you for that email. Do you think either of them deserve the Green Taurus badge? Yes, no, maybe so. The last Green Taurus badge of 2020 before it gets reset on I guess, Thursday. Would you like it for a week?
I'm not that mean to give someone something that's going to...
You're not that mean? Oh,
it's kind of cruel.
I'm gonna do it to Pokemaster. He can have it for a week, and then he can have the roll turn gray on Thursday. All right, Pokemaster, you can grab it on the Discord server. All right. On that note, if you want to keep up with the Puckle Podcast, you can do so in a bajillion different ways. First of all, if you haven't checked us out already, we have another show over on the Puckle Plus feed. Where we have another show every Thursday for you guys to listen to, whether it be more trivia, battle, in-depth competitive discussion, in-depth TCG discussion, or just more Poke Quiz from the old episodes so you don't have to go dig them out yourself, courtesy of R Sigma. You can also catch us on the Discord. You can follow us over on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. You can also go ahead and follow us over on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, where I stream on Thursdays. I think I will. It's New Year's Eve. I'm trying to be careful with my holidays. Fair. You can follow us over at YouTube at youtube.com/Puckle Podcast. You can, of course, always find us over at... you can support the show over at Twitch by dropping a Twitch Prime subscription. You can also, of course, support us by going to TeePublic and buying some merch over there. Or you can always go to patreon.com/Puckle Podcast. Get access to giveaways and the breeder bot. And a bunch of other projects that we're working on in 2021 that maybe you get to preview and see if it can get the green light to go somewhere else. We really appreciate all the support you guys can give us. And we, of course, don't expect you to support us at all in financially. Just listening to the show is enough. So on that note, though, I guess this is the last episode of 2020. So happy new year from us here at Puckle. And let's hope for a better 2021 than whatever this past year was. I'm hoping that it doesn't just turn into like month 13 of 2020 at
new
midnight.
Game Plus. The new Game Plus.
2020 New Game Plus. There we go. All right. So here in the Puckle Podcast, I have been Trainer Thatch.
I've been Shaman.
And I've been R Sigma.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.